is the KPCW Local News Hour. Well, the Wasatch County School Board recently adopted its nearly $60 million budget for the coming school year. On the phone with me with details, I have Wasatch County Superintendent Terry Shoemaker. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Leslie.
So next year's budget was approved back in June, totaling $59.4 million. My understanding, that's about a 4.3% increase from last year's budget. Is that what, just new due to new growth?
Well, I think that's mostly correct. I think there's two things there. There was an initial increase from the legislature, a 2.5% increase on the weighted pupil unit. That's the basic funding mechanism for schools in the state, and so that helped contribute to that increase, as well as a new growth in the school district. We've had a approximately 3% increase in student enrollment growth for at least 20 years regularly. So that's what we're anticipating again for next year, and so that's also helped contribute to this increase in revenue.
Yeah. Now, did you have to recently amend the budget up above $61 million?
If we did, we amended it for the purposes of just making those adjustments as it related to changes in expenditures or revenues that come, and that is not an uncommon thing each year. Associated with whatever changes occur, either through the legislature or through actually tax collections and so forth. That's just something that happens on a somewhat regular basis.
So I guess the good news is that taxes didn't have to go up.
The good news is that we continue to maintain the certified tax rate, which means taxes did not go up.
All right. Here in Park City, the school district receives about $3,000 from the state for each student from the WPU. That would be similar for you.
That would be same.
Yeah, we spend another $7,000, however, to educate a child, and that's basically dividing the budget between the number of students. So how would that compare in Wasatch County? I mean, what's your per pupil expenditure?
You know, I don't have that number right in front of me, but I'm sure we're right around $7,800, $7,900, somewhere in that range. That would be about where we're at.
That the district pays 78, or that's total,
that's
minus the 3,000.
That would be the total. That would be federal and local, as well as state revenues towards it. That would be correct. And across the state, those ranges would be different from one place to another. Park City would be on near the top end of that, simply because of their capacity to collect a higher revenue based on property tax collections in that county.
Yeah. But basically, for every new student that comes into the district, I mean, it's costing taxpayers $5,000, right, to educate that kid?
It's costing them more than that, actually, when you add in all the taxes collected from all the sources. That would be mm-hmm. correct. It would be closer to more like $8,000 per student. And that, and as you talked about Park City's, theirs would be much higher. When you put it all together, it's all of that.
Okay. The school district is also planning to refund almost $41 million in debt. So does that mean that you are just refinancing that debt, or what?
It would be similar to someone refinancing their home. Basically, all we're doing is looking for a lower interest rate for the bonds that we have in different construction projects that we've done over the years. And we refinanced two series of bonds. A 2005 series of bond and a 2007 series of bonds, one for an elementary school, one for one of the series of bonds for our high school. And we basically had lowered the interest rates from between 4 and 5% down to 2.2%, so saving taxpayers approximately $300,000 a year for the next 10 years, so at least $3 million plus in taxpayer savings associated with refinancing or refunding the bonds.
All right. Well, as you know, due to the recession, assessed values, I think, in Wasatch County dropped like 20%. Are you starting to see those bump back up?
We're actually seeing a slight increase in assessed valuation, yes. It's very small, but we're glad to see it going in that direction. That's obviously helpful for school districts and government in general. We need the property values to continue to increase, and that helps fund particularly new programs and new students in our state and in our school district too.
Yeah, state of Utah gave school districts a 2% this year in the WPU. It sounds like you just passed that on to the teachers.
We did. We gave each of our employee groups a 2% increase on their salary, and we're grateful that the board was willing to do that, and I think our employees felt good about that. We also paid for the increases in the premiums of their health insurance, which was a modest premium increase of 5.7%. But again, we're grateful that we had these additional revenues so that we could fund these increases and give our employees a raise.
Wow, you got a good deal on the health insurance. I think Park City's health insurance increase was like 16%.
Well, we're grateful for that small increase this year because it changes from year to year. And so anytime it's low, we feel good about that.
Yeah. Do you have a self-funded health insurance program? We do not.
We do not. We're part of a group of school districts who are aligned together and work with PEHP.
All right. So in terms of staffing, with the new growth, how many new teachers did you need to hire?
Well, we anticipate every year we turn over somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40, sometimes as many as 50 teachers. But as far as new growth is concerned, we're probably thinking in the neighborhoods of 8 to 10, somewhere in that range. We'll have to see how it plays out in actuality. But right now, we think that's what the number is.
All right. The district has also kind of unveiled this digital conversion. We're basically given, what, kids iPads and software instead of using textbooks now?
Well, it's not iPads, but it is it's digital laptops. But we're using digital software. Our intention is to completely convert the whole school district over from using paper, pencil, textbook kinds of learning devices over to digital devices, and we're in the second year, starting this year, of a three-year process. We have 5, 6, 7, and 8 already have these types of devices and this type of software. This coming school year, starting here in a few weeks, our high school 9 through 12 will also have devices and software, and then the following year, our intention is to work with our K-4 elementary schools to see what we can do there to do the same thing.
So what's the cost of that three-year digital conversion?
Well, it's in the millions of dollars.
Like 1, 2, 10?
Well, no, it's not 10. It's in the millions of dollars. It's probably $3 million plus, and that's the way it's playing out right now. You get a cost savings over time the longer you use these things because you're not buying textbooks year after year or changing over from one textbook to another. So when you add those things up, you know, it's going to take some time before we recover the initial cost of associating with those things. But we think this is the trend across the nation. We want to get started with it right now, and we believe this is the best way for our students to learn.
Yeah, but textbooks, I mean, whether they're in your hands or on your laptop, still get outdated. So you'd have to, I mean, you still have to purchase a textbook.
We still have to update the software. That's correct. We'll have to contribute, just like we would for textbooks, over time. The costs associated with updating the software, that's just part of the agreements. And, of course, over time, you'll watch those things become less and less costly, just like we see other technology devices occur also. So that's our plan right now. We're feeling good about what we're doing, and it fits within our budgets.
So kids taking good care of their laptops? I mean, have you seen?
We've had really good experience with the kids taking care of the technology. We're feeling good about what, you know, the breakage rates have been small. The repair rates have been reasonable in our thinking, and our community has been very, very supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah, if they lose the computer, are their parents liable for replacing it, or how does that work?
Well, if they lose a computer, we work with them on replacing it. So there's insurance attached to it. We ask the families to participate with the insurance. That's what we've done in the past. This year, the secondary schools will be attached to a fee that the students will be assessed. So it'll be subject to fee waivers for those who can't afford those things in our secondary schools. But there's insurance attached to the devices.
Okay. The school district earlier this year also voted to pay to demolish the old Wasatch High School. Was that just because you couldn't sell the building and land as is?
Well, we had lots of people looking, and the building was simply not very marketable. That became a problem for us. So it became very apparent to us as we were working with real estate professionals and people who were interested in the facility that, frankly, that we needed to go ahead and demolish the building. It wasn't serving a purpose for it. We weren't going to use it for school purposes. Our intention was to sell the property and to have somebody else go ahead and develop. But what we've decided to do since then is demolish the piece, and we're going to develop it. And we've already sold one piece, so we're feeling pretty good about where we're at right now.
Yeah, what was the cost to demolish? Because I understand that there was, some asbestos problems and things like that in there.
The total cost for demolish, I want to say $670,000, somewhere in that range. And we just sold 1 acre of 1 acre on the corner of that piece of property, and announced this at the last board meeting, that Mountain America Credit Union has purchased 1 acre for $1,020,000. So that's, in essence, recovered the cost. The total cost of demolitioning the property allows us to, with some extra, to continue to develop that piece of property, as well as make it more marketable for other potential developers.
Yeah. Now, so you've got another 8.5 acres, is my understanding. Is it all commercial?
It's all commercial.
Yeah. And the city wasn't concerned about selling it piecemeal like this?
The city was not concerned about it. In fact, they were, I think, pleased with what went on.
Okay. I mean, is that what they're going to allow you to do, just sell 1 acre parcels?
Well, we have it subdivided in. Some are larger than an acre, some are smaller. But what we would really like to do is to see it, purchase the rest of it purchased, and then another developer finish the rest of this particular parcel of ground. We'll have to see if that's how it plays out.
All right. Back in May, Wasatch High School received national attention when it was discovered that the yearbook staff had photoshopped student photos without their permission. The district, of course, criticized for its uneven handling of the situation, with some girls' pictures having their sleeveless shirts made into, with sleeves. Others didn't. And at the same time, no photos of the guys were even changed. Now, students aren't the only ones learning at the Wasatch School District. Terry, what's your lesson here?
Well, the fact of the matter was both boys and girls' photos were edited. Why that didn't get reported, I don't know why. But the fact of the matter is we're still studying that issue, and I'm sure there's going to be some changes associated with what's done there, and the high school's still working on that.
Yeah. So has the school board gotten involved? I mean, given you any direction? Because certainly that's what school boards do, is set policy.
Well, they have a dress code policy. The school board is very aware of what's going on. They're watching it closely. They're waiting for a report back from the high school on the possibility of whatever changes they're going to do for this coming school year.
Okay. Pictures are taken early on, I think, in the school year.
They are.
So
we
need to have that done pretty soon here then, huh?
Whatever changes are going to happen will be happening, obviously, during registration or near that time, which is in August.
Okay. So anything else going on that people should know about?
Well, we're just excited about the school year. We look forward to our students coming back here in about a month. We're grateful for our community and their continued support. We're just excited about the opportunities that we have to work with students in Wasatch County School District. Our community is very supportive, and we're thankful for what they do to help us succeed.
Terry, hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Leslie.
That's Terry Shoemaker, superintendent of the Wasatch School District. KPCW News Time now.